Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Giving blood is such a selfless act. If you're able to give blood, you can save up to 3 lives, the lives of 3 people you've never met and will never meet. Your blood can help people who are being treated for cancer, blood diseases, anemia, and road traumas. Donated blood is also used for those going through major surgery. In fact, a few years ago, I had to have a blood transfusion myself. Not to mention it's used to help pregnant women and newborns. I could go on, but I think the picture's pretty clear. At the cost of roughly an hour of your time, the prick of a needle, a little lie down and then a free meal or a snack at the end, and you've saved up to 3 lives. For $32, you can pay for a cataract operation for an adult in a developing country. They can go from being blind to having their sight back. Amazing. Or for just $10, you can buy a chicken for a family in Kenya or Tanzania and offer them a good and healthy source of nutrition through the protein in the eggs, the fertiliser for their veggie patch, and someday, the chicken meat itself. A child in poverty can be fed and educated for just $1 a day. There's so much we can do that doesn't actually cost us that much. A bit of time, maybe some money, maybe just using the skills or gifts we have to help out others. Jesus said that whatever we do for the least of those around us, helping the poor, feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, nursing the sick back to health, maybe inviting in the stranger in need, perhaps visiting the person in prison, whatever we do for these people, we're doing it for Him, as if He was that person in need. More than ever, it's so easy for us in our country of great wealth and blessing to help those around us. There are so many worthy and genuine organisations around that have made it so easy to make a difference in this world. Whether it's the simple donation of blood, time, resources or skills, it's hard to find an excuse as to why we can't do something to help those in need around us, not to mention that most donations of money are tax deductible. So what's your plan? Maybe you're doing lots already, and just in case no one has said this to you of late, thank you for the real and great difference that you make. Perhaps you see room for improvement or a need to make a start. Well, while you're thinking about it, why not make that start today? It's not up to just a few powerful people to make changes in the world. You can start making a difference right now. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.